Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As living creatures began the evolutionary migration out of the sea, they possessed a number of methods for moving on land. Richard Blob, professor of biological sciences at Clemson University, reveals why species with limbs found themselves on a better footing than their finned competitors.
Almost 400 million years ago, animals with four legs left their home in the water to take their first steps onto land. Some fishes can also move over land using their fins, but what was it about having legs that made this one group of animals, called tetrapods, so successful? After all, they gave rise to every species of bony animal that now lives on land, including humans. To understand more about how our ancestors invaded land millions of years ago, my graduate student Sandy Kawano and I have studied walking and living mudskipper fishes and tiger salamanders. Mudskippers walk on land by swinging their front fins forward at the same time, and then vaulting their body over their fins in a way that resembles how people walk with crutches. In contrast, salamanders swing their front and back legs from opposite sides of the body together, a lot like a dog or a cat, but with the legs out to the sides instead of lined up under the belly. To measure how fins and limbs work differently for moving over land, we filmed the mudskippers and salamanders while they walked over a sophisticated scale called a force plate. This measured the forces the animals experienced supporting the body, and we found that fish fins have to support the body in a different way than limbs. With fins, the forces are tilted more toward the middle of the body, but with legs, the forces on bones point more upwards. This change might make it easier for animals with legs to deal with the forces on their bones. This could have been a critical consequence of the fin-to-limb transition, and might help explain why our tetrapod ancestors were more successful than other fishes once they moved onto land long ago.
That was Richard Blob of Clemson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.